I must confess that I had never heard of the animal called the bay cat. Apparently, it's one of the rarest animals in the world, and on a recent trip to Borneo, I got to know a lot more about it. Borneo is the third largest island in the world, something else I didn't know, and is in the Far East, near Malaysia. I went there to make a geographical film on the mountains and the jungle, which make up such a large part of the island. One night, while we were out in the jungle planning where we would start work the next day, we heard a rustle in the undergrowth, in the long grass. My immediate thought was snakes, and I was getting ready to run, but the guide who was with us told us we had just missed seeing a bay cat. This small animal only ever appears at night when it's out hunting, and even the local villagers say that it can be 10 years between sightings. But the forests of Borneo are shrinking as more and more trees are cut down. So where will the bay cat have left to hide, and where did it come from in the first place? It was first recorded in the last century in 1874, and after that there was no mention of it until 1950. At that point in time, a traveler noticed the fur was worn by the local Dayak tribespeople on their ceremonial caps. But once again, despite attempts by animal photographers and zoologists to try and see the animal, nothing more was heard of it until 1992. In that year, some local hunters saw a bay cat for long enough to describe the animal in more detail. This particular bay cat had a small head and a long tail that was white at the tip. The coat was brown with faint markings all over. A number of other reports followed this sighting, but the reports were scattered and not very reliable. Then, in 2000, there was news that a bay cat had been caught by local tribespeople. As a result of this news, a wildlife photographer flew out to Borneo in the hope of seeing and photographing the animal. He traveled with the director of SOS Care, an international cat conservation organization. According to the photographer, they both had mixed feelings. He had dreamt of being able to take photos of the bay cat, but the fact that one had been caught told him that the environmental pressures on the animal were increasing. What had driven this particular animal out into the open, however, turned out to be a fire. The bay cat had been forced to break cover and had then been caught. After it had been photographed, it was set free. Nothing has been seen of it since. Fortunately, the location of the animal was kept secret, and nothing was published in the world's newspapers until it had been safely released into the jungle. I didn't manage to see a bay cat, and perhaps I never will. No one can be certain about the future of the animal, but scientific researchers are hopeful that if the bay cat has survived this long, it may succeed in finding ways to survive even longer in the hill forests of Borneo.
That's the end of part 2. End of CD 2.